You just got to be ready, right? So that's what it is. God is good, and I love you guys. You're doing awesome. Come on, wait, let's give them a real good hand this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God, you're so faithful to us, and we just give you praise and glory today in your mighty, mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness today. I want you to stand this morning and turn, if you will, to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. I want to talk to you guys primarily today about peace. So we're going to talk about peace today and just get into the Word and get into a little bit of word study here and just find out about what we have in Jesus Christ. Amen. So listen to what Peter said. He said, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and the peace and of Jesus our Lord. Now, I want you to hold there, and I want you to go over to Philippians chapter 1 and verse 2. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 2. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. Amen. Now go back over there again to 2 Peter 1, 2. Amen. Look what Peter said. Grace and what? Peace. Grace and peace go hand in hand. We're going to talk about that this morning. Amen. Hold up your Bibles this morning and let's say it like we mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same, in Jesus' name, amen. If you feel comfortable this morning, turn around and give somebody a knuckle and say, shalom, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you just leave that up there a few minutes, because I want us to look at this and get an understanding, because, you know, this is so vitally important. In the day we're living in, especially in this day, the enemy is trying to erupt your peace. He is trying to get you off of your position that we have in Jesus Christ. He wants to move you out of that peace. And we have God's peace. It's a part of our life. Amen. He wants us to enjoy peace in our life. Life has many, many interrelated moving parts. And whether we acknowledge it or not, things change in our life. But God does not change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. However, the enemy wants to try to dominate you and dominate your emotions. And he wants to get after your emotional state of mind to get you out of rest. And that is what he primarily works on. He works through your mind and through your thought process to try to move you out of your position, as Holly said, of rest where we're seated in Jesus Christ. Amen. So therefore, we encounter different threats or triggers or negative emotions that try to move us out of our peace and control our feelings. But thank God, we have authority today over our feelings. We have authority over our emotions. We don't have to be emotionally ruled. God gave us emotions to enjoy life. But we don't have to allow our emotions to be ruled by our thought life and take us down a road of negativity and move us out of our peace. God wants us to stay in his peace. It is his will that you stay in his peace. Amen? Hallelujah. So over in this chapter, in 2 Peter 1 and 2, he says, "Grace and peace be multiplied." Grace is the word charis, which means favor. That's where we get Charis Bible College. Grace, the Greek word is favor, God's unmerited, undeserved favor upon your life. Peace is that in the Hebrew, it's the word shalom. In Greek, it means to be prosperous in all areas of your life. How many know when you're prospering in your body, you have peace? How many know when you're prospering in your body, you have peace? Amen. He's talking about total life prosperity in every avenue of your life, in your thoughts, in your mind, in your body, in your spirit, your soul, your emotions, every area of your life. That word peace is there speaking prosperity into you. In other words, nothing lacking, nothing broken in your life. And grace provided this, and we have that peace. So we have favor, and we have the peace of God. When you have the favor of God, you know you have the peace of God. Because God's favor is up on you, it doesn't leave you, then no matter what you're going through, you know it's going to come out good for you. Why? Because you have the favor of God on your life, which produces the peace of God in your life. And that's why he said, may that grace and peace be multiplied to you. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, let me try to take this a little deeper with you this morning. Go over to Philippians again and chapter 1, verse 2. Now, Paul wrote Philippians from the Holiday Inn Jerusalem, right? No. Paul wrote Philippians from a jail cell, right? How many know that? How many know Paul wrote from a jail cell? He wrote this entire book while he was in prison. In this book, the word joy or joyous appears 15 different times in this small book. And what Paul says here is grace to you and peace from God, our Lord Jesus Christ. There's grace again, God's unmerited favor, which produces the peace, the prosperity. When I know I have favor on me, no matter where I am, God's favor's with me. Therefore, I have the peace of God with me at all times. Why? Because God's favor is upon me and God's favor is in me. Therefore, I have the peace of God, the shalom of God, operating in my life all times. What does that produce? Well, the Greek word for joy is chara, C-H-A-R-A. Chara is a subword of charis, grace. So when I've got grace operating in my life, oh, come on, somebody. I've got God's favor all times operating in my life, which produces the peace of God operating in my life, which then produces chara in my life, which is joy. So Paul was saying from his stance while he was in prison, I have God's favor on my life, and because I know I am favorite of God, turn to somebody and say, I'm the favorite one, by the way. Turn to somebody and say, I'm God's favorite. Amen. Do you believe that? I believe it, man. I'm God's favorite. Do you believe that? Amen. Because I've got favor operating in my life, I can go through things, and no matter what the enemy may throw at my mind, I know I have the peace of God because God's favor is on my life, which produces joy, which is something that is eternal, and it's not based on my happenstance for me to be happy. Because so many people, they just want to be happy. If I can just be happy, oh, this makes me happy. Happiness is based on where you are at the time and what's going on in your life. Joy is based on something far greater than happiness, because happiness is based on external things and joy is based on internal things and God's word. Amen and amen and amen. So you realize that though I might be facing different things in my life, I've got God's grace, I've got God's favor, and that's producing joy in my life. And the Bible says, it is the joy of the Lord that is my strength. Hallelujah. And through that joy, now I have this steadfast hope of good expectation in my life that everything's going to turn out good. Wow. That's why Paul said it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. The half has not yet been told. Man, that joy is what sustains you. But so many people live on their emotional side out of happiness all the time. Well, this man will make me happy. I'm going to tell you, no man will make you happy but Jesus. Well, this woman will make me happy. No, I'm telling you. Only really happiness that you will ever find is eternal joy, and that's found in Jesus Christ. That's why Paul also said, I have learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. He said, I've learned how to abound, I've learned how to do without, but I know that I learned how to be content. Amen? That contentment, he said, godliness and contentment is great gain. Great gain. Why? Because you're not holding on to something so tight. You're releasing it into God's hands. And when you release it into God's hands, that's when the Lord just begins to work overtime. It's when you're trying to hold on to it that pride's rising up and say, I've got this. Amen? And the Bible says, James tells us, God resists the proud and gives what? Grace to the humble. Hallelujah. Why? Because we let it go. Turn to somebody and say, just let it go. Man, I love that. I heard an echo. So training our emotions and bringing our feelings under control allows us to prosper. 3 John 1:2, let's look at this. We know this scripture. I taught on this a few months ago, but I just had to go back to this morning. I love this way he starts as he says, beloved, you are God's beloved, whether you believe it or not. You may act like a rascal at times. I want to tell you, God still loves you, rascal. Amen. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things. What? And be in health. God's got healing for you today. Healing right now. Right now. If you need to be healed, receive your healing. Healing is here. It's purchased already through Jesus Christ. The Bible says, by his stripes we are healed. Peter said, by his stripes we were healed. He was looking back at the cross. I want to tell you, God wants you walking in divine health. He wants you to experience healing in your life. And be in health just as, look at this, as what? Your soul prospers. Whether or not we prosper in every area and stay in good health is based on what happens within our souls, according to this scripture. How many would agree with that? The soul is made up of your mind, will, and emotions. So if your emotions aren't healthy, a lot of times, not all the times, but a lot of times, you'll experience physical things going on in your body. It is composed, the soul is composed of our thinkers, our feelers, and our choosers. So as go our emotions, so go our lives. People follow their emotions more than they follow the Word of God and what God is telling them, because we've all been trained to rely on what we're feeling day by day. Well, I don't feel good today, so I'm not going to work. Boy, you hear that before. Or I don't feel like doing this. I don't feel like taking out the trash. Come on, somebody. Baby, would you take out? Baby, I don't feel like taking out the trash right now. Anybody ever said that before? I have. Once. I love that. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, listen, man, I want to tell you, I don't want to go by my feelings. I really want to go by what God's Word tells me and what I identify with through God's word. You will get yourself in so much trouble if you're always going by your feelings. You'll get yourself in debt. You'll marry the wrong person. Hello. You'll date the wrong person. Oh, but Pastor, they're so good. Oh, they look so good. Oh, they got a Bible. Well, they may have a Bible, and they may be handsome or pretty, but that doesn't mean it's for you. You've got to hear what the Spirit says to you. And you got to allow those emotions to set aside a few minutes and calm down your hormones and say, hold on a second. Let me hear what God's saying to me about this. What's God saying to me about this relationship? What's God saying to me about this purchase? What's God saying to me about this person? Sometimes you just got to slow down a little bit and put those emotions on the sidetrack. You got to master those emotions, because what happens, they lead you all types of ways. Listen, when people sell things out there, it's all emotional appeal. So why is that? Because they want to hook you in. Put this up in the Amplified. Would you do that for us, Aaron? Up in the Amplified. Let's look at this morning. This is pretty good. Amen. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way, and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers. Our success and our physical health depends on what is going on within our emotions. We can go through the motions of trying to stay healthy, but if we are stressed out, we will not achieve the desired results. Our cells, our human cells in our body, can actually close up from prolonged stress and negate healing within our body. You know, God has placed in our body the avenue to heal thyself. Amen. And our bodies are designed to bring forth healing, to fight off sickness. But if you're stressed all the time, your emotional system's all upset, then your immune system's going to be upset, and you catch stuff more easily. God does not want you stressing out. He wants you blessing out. Amen. He wants you on the blessing side, not on the stressing side. It is a proven fact that people live under stress have more heart disease, more heart attacks going on. So we want to stay on the blessing and not on the stressing. Amen? Look at Mark chapter 14, 33 through 35. Let's put this up in the Amplified. Did Jesus ever go through stress? Did Jesus ever experience stress? Absolutely. Look at Mark 14, 33. Mark 14, 33. Going to put it up in the Amplified. I want you to read this. Amen. And he took with him Peter, James, and John. Peter, James, and John. Peter the rock, right? James the supplanter. John grace. And he began to be struck with terror and amazement and deeply troubled and depressed. This is Jesus, folks. Look at this. This is Jesus. And he said to them, my soul, God is so good. My soul is exceedingly sad, overwhelmed with grief, so that it almost kills me. Wow. Remain here and keep awake and be watching. Why was that? Because the weight of all the sin of the world was up on him and pressing up on him. We have never experienced that in our life. But the weight of the entire sin of the world was upon Jesus at this time, upon his mind. And he took this so you and I don't have to take that. We don't have to be depressed. We don't have to be full or overwhelmed with grief. We don't have to be exceedingly sad. Why? Because Christ took it for us. Amen and amen. Even Jesus had emotions, but he didn't allow the emotions to rule him. He allowed the will of God to rule his life. And when you allow the will, which is the word of God, to rule your life, you're always going to come on top and not on the bottom. Praise God Almighty. Amen and amen. That's good preaching, Pastor. Amen. Wow. Jesus didn't allow those things to stop him. He fulfilled his mission, amen, and went to the cross so you and I now can be seated with him. If you allow the enemy to, he'll ride your emotions like a surfer rides the waves. You ever seen Christians like that? Woo! Hallelujah! I love Jesus. I'm barely making it, brother. Woo! He is so good. Oh, it's just been a terrible day. Oh, hallelujah. I'm about to quit. What's going on? They're being impacted by their emotions more than they are the Word of God. Turn to somebody and say, God does not want you to quit. This is not a time to quit. Amen? God has got nothing but good for you. Listen, right on the brink of when something good is about to happen is when the enemy always tries to attack the hardest. Did you hear what I'm saying? Listen, some of you need to hear this. Right on the brink when you think disaster's facing you and the enemy is pressing in, that's when God's going to send a breakthrough in your life. You hang in there. You keep confessing what's good out of the Word. You turn off those negative emotions and that negative TV show you're watching and that negative Facebook thing you look at. Listen, if I don't I have Facebook. I'm on Facebook. How many know pastors on Facebook? I'm on Facebook. I thank God because it's an avenue for me to get some good news out to people during the week. But if I don't like your post, it doesn't mean I don't like you. In fact, I love you. I'm going to stay in love with you. But if I don't like your post, it doesn't mean anything. It means I like to post a lot of times and get off there. Because may not be you, it may be somebody else, but somebody might be posting some negative things, and I don't have time to deposit that in my soul, man. I want to deposit some good news in here. Amen? Oh, turn to somebody and say, he's really preaching to you right now. No, I love you, man. Praise God. Stay positive in a negative world. In the midst of emotional attack, Jesus continued doing what he knew he was supposed to do. Being spiritually minded, not carnally minded, allows us to dominate our emotions. John 14:1. Look what he says. John 14:1. Just put this up in the Reverend King James is fine. Well, that's good. You can do that. You can go back there. That's fine. Amplified's good. Let's look at the Amplified second. Amen. Do not allow. So what that tells me is we have some authority here. I don't have to let things get to me. Do not let your hearts be troubled, distressed, or agitated. You believe and adhere to and trust in and rely on God. Believe and adhere to and trust in and rely also on me. We are responsible for our own feelings. Nobody is responsible for how they made me feel so bad. No, you took that. Nobody is responsible for how you feel. That will really free some of you. Nobody is responsible for how you feel. You take upon yourself to choose how you feel and how you respond. It is good, honey. Thank you. Even in the midst of trouble, we do not have to respond to trouble. Listen to what the Bible says. Romans 8:6. Look at this. Now the mind of the flesh, which is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit, is death. Death that compromises all the miseries arising from sin, both here and hereafter, but the mind of the Holy Spirit is life and soul peace, both now and what? Forever. Carnal, go back in the King James, carnal, to be carnally minded, listen to me, to be carnally minded means the five senses. In other words, we're dominated by our physical sense, or we let them control our emotions. The alternative to a carnal mind leads to death is a spiritual mind that leads to life. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing, Jesus said, John 6:63. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. It is the spirit that quickens. Anything spiritual that is to be in our minds is deposited through the understanding or the revelation of God's word to us. Too many people simply read the Bible and they go to church, but they don't receive the revelation of the truth of God's word. And it's the revelation of the truth that who Jesus is and his finished work that sets us free. So when you get the word and you get the revelation of the word, it sets you free in your mind to not be ruled by your emotions, but to be ruled by the word of God. Man does not live by bread alone, Jesus said. How do we live then, Jesus? By every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So when I'm under a spiritual attack or I feel like I'm being attacked by the enemy, what do? I take the word of God out of my mouth and speak it in that area of my life. Oh, amen. Come on, get some praise. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Jesus said in Proverbs 4:7, Jesus said in John 16:33, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world, you're going to have tribulations, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome. Turn to somebody and say, I'm an overcomer too. Hallelujah. Peace comes from what Jesus spoke. Jesus spoke the word of God. God's kind of peace lets us remain at rest even when the storms of life are threatening. Psalms 34:14. Depart from evil and do good and seek what? Peace and pursue it. We seek peace when we seek God's word. When you put God's word within you, you're seeking peace. You're seeking understanding. When we look for it, we find it. Amen? The Bible says in Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. 2 Corinthians 13:11. Let me give you this. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. Turn to somebody and say, that's my address. Where do you live? I live in Peaceville. Amen. Peaceville is my address. Live in peace. People will try to steal your peace from you. The enemy will use good people to try to get to you to get to your peace. Because it's that peace, amen, that places us in that position that we receive from God. Hallelujah. Peace is freedom from care, stress, and worry. In the midst of trouble, it gives us security in the midst of turmoil. Amen? Hallelujah. Being righteous does not exclude us from trouble. We go through things. Turn to somebody and say, we go through things. But turn to somebody else and say, we go through it. Amen? It doesn't exclude you. Being righteous doesn't exclude you from trouble, but being righteous gives you power to handle trouble. In fact, you can trouble your trouble. Speaking that word, man, getting a hold of your emotions, speaking that word, say, hang on a second. You got a line up here. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I take my authority given to me by Jesus Christ, and I speak to this situation, and I speak to these emotions right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Mark 4:37. And there arose a great storm. And we had one last night, right? Yesterday. There arose a great storm. It came up suddenly. You ever notice how some storms just kind of move in slowly, and then some, you have some suddenlies, right? And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Turn to somebody and say, I've just about had enough. And he, Jesus, was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. Puffed pillow, no doubt. Amen. And they awake him and say to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Here's this great storm. Jesus was in the midst of the storm, folks. He was there. The storm was raging. Amen. So it doesn't mean that we don't go through storms. Jesus just was in the midst of a storm. Jesus himself. But he arose. What did he do? He took his authority. You have authority with God today. You have authority given to you by Jesus Christ today. You have authority. Your authority is in the words you release. Amen. You have authority. You can take your authority. You've got to take your authority. You've got to use your authority. Amen. And you've got to speak against those contrary forces that are coming against your peace. And he arose and rebuked the wind. He rebuked the wind and said unto the sea. He said, he spoke unto a sea. You can speak unto objects and they have to obey you. You can speak unto situations and they have to obey you. You have power and authority, the same authority that Jesus had, you had. But Jesus was at rest and was not excited or fearful or afraid. He was not relying upon his emotions. He was relying on the peace of God in the midst of the storm. He knew it didn't matter. He's going to be all right and get to the other side because they were going to the other side. If God had to float the boat above the waves, God would float the boat above the waves. He was going to stay in peace. But the disciples, relying on their emotions, came to him all frightened and full of fear and woke him up. Oh, man, it's like, dude, what are you doing, man? He got up, rebuked the wind, said unto the sea, Shalom. Shalom. Be still. And the wind ceased. Not only did the wind cease, there was a great calm. Yeah, I was going through some things this week, and I had to just rise up in my spirit, and I had to speak the word of God against those things. And when I began to speak and I began to pray in the spirit, all of a sudden, man, it just changed my whole demeanor. Amen? It's amazing when you take the authority God's given you and start to speak the word of God, how things will begin to change in your life and begin to rearrange in your life. But you've got to take it and you've got to do it. God gave it to you, but you've got to take it up and utilize it. Amen? You've got to speak. Amen? Going down to the next verse, and there was a great calm. Amen? And he said unto them, Why are you relying on your emotions and so afraid? Man, this world has just been so full of fear. It's been propagated all over the place with the coronavirus and all this stuff. And one day you wear a mask and the next day you don't. One day you do this and the next day you don't. This opens, this closes. It's like, man, that would drive anybody crazy. But stay in your peace. Turn to somebody and say, stay in your peace. He said, why are you so fearful? How could it be, guys? How could it be you have no faith? Man, well, I believe better than you. I believe in you. I believe you guys have faith. I believe you have the faith of God living in you. I believe you can rise up and speak against any storm going on in your life, and it's got to cease, and you'll walk through it in peace, amen. No matter what's going on, God's got to get, yes, amen. You've got the peace of God, the shalom in your life, nothing lacking, nothing broken. Why? Because Jesus lives big in you by grace, and you have such a revelation of God's grace in your life that you know you're in favor with Him constantly. And because you're in favor with Him constantly, you have the peace of God. And because you have the peace of God, you have the shalom of God working in your life. Hallelujah. Nothing lacking and nothing broken. And because you have the shalom of God, you've got the joy of the Lord in you. Amen. Praise God. One may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right side, but it shall not come nigh you. Hallelujah. Why? Because you're in Jesus Christ. You have the favor of God working in your life today. Let's stand up this morning. Amen. Come on, give God some praise today. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Hey, if you're watching by Facebook today and maybe you don't know or haven't experienced this grace, maybe you've been in religion, I want to tell you today, today's your day to come out of religion. Today is your day is to find a living God that loves you just the way you are, amen. He cares about you today. Just open up your heart, open up your eyes and say, Lord, I receive everything you have for me today in the name of Jesus. You can confess with us this morning, family out there. We're going to make some confessions. We're just going to put the devil back in his place today, amen. Would you guys raise up your hand this morning and speak with Pastor? Say, I have the peace of God. It rules in my life. It is my umpire, not my emotions, not how I'm feeling at the moment. I choose to stay in the love of God. The love of God is in my heart. He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. I stay in God's peace. I take authority, the authority given to me as a believer, and I speak to any storm, and it has to obey my voice. In the name of Jesus, I take authority. I have peace in my body, peace in my mind, peace in my spirit, peace in my family, and in every avenue of my life. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Woo! The joy, come on, say it one more time. The joy of the Lord is my strength. We got to do it one more time. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Come on, give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, you know, if you need some additional confession or agreement with you, Crystal will meet you back in our prayer room today and be glad to agree with you for anything going on in your life. We're speaking life to you this morning. We're speaking the grace of God over you today. But before you leave, give somebody a high five or a fist or an elbow or whatever you feel comfortable. A wave. I hate doing that. It's like a wave, amen. Whatever you feel comfortable doing and say, God's peace is ruling my life today. Amen.